Paula, you were on the search committee and decided to select this fine young man. He was 32 years old. Was that very young age for someone coming into this size temple?
It didn't seem so to us at the time. He had had, at that point, when we interviewed him, 6.5 maybe at that point, years as an assistant in a very strong congregation. So besides his other personal attributes, we knew that his rabbinic background was just exactly what you want somebody to have coming into your congregation, some substance.
That's what led you to select him.
Oh, I think that was only one of the things. I think I was very young when that search committee took place. I was certainly one of the junior members of the committee. It was very capably led by Dr. Manny Lubin. During the interviews, I remember a certain few segments of some of the conversations, thinking back those many years. We were interviewing somebody that was, as you have seen already tonight, direct, articulate, sincere, caring, and then he had this congregational background that was very good. So it just seemed like a comfortable match. And really, when you're searching for a rabbi in a congregation, as I have learned, or in any circumstance, it's almost the intangibles as well as the tangible things. But when it feels right, it is right.
Yeah. Rabbi, why did you decide to come to Tulsa?
I spent 3 years, 69 to 72, as the young green assistant in West Hartford. Should add that I'm going to come back to Nancy. I actually married her for her rabbi, meaning that, again, Nancy grew up in a South Hill suburb. I taught their confirmation class while I was still at Pitt and had gotten to know her rabbi, who confirmed Nancy, and he married us along with Dr. Frioff, my rabbi from Rod of Sholem. And he had then left the South Hills of Pittsburgh 8 months before I was ordained and succeeded a man who retired after 43 years as the rabbi of Temple Beth Israel in West Hartford. I was hoping, against hope, that he would be looking for his first assistant and would want me, because that's the person I wanted to work with. And it worked out that way, thank God. So for Nancy, you know, this long relationship with Rabbi Silver, for me, shorter but a very positive relationship. And so I went there. After 3 years, congregation invited me to stay on for years 4 and 5, become associate rabbi. And after those 2 years, I was given the responsibility of directing the educational program. We had 850 students in the school. I said, well, I don't want to give up the associate rabbi responsibility, so let's see how we can work this out. If I can hire an administrator for the school that I'll supervise and be involved in curriculum and so forth, we could do it, I think. They said, any way you want to do it. They were very nice. So that was years 6 and 7. We were actually talking about, in a number of Protestant denominations, there are staff clergy. So you have a senior, and then you have associates who may be 40 or 50 years of age. It's not a phenomenon common to Judaism. My senior and I were talking about making this a permanent relationship. So they invited me to stay on for years 8 and 9 in November and said, give us an answer by February or March. So this was the time, if I was going to test the waters and look around, that I could do that. I decided, all right, let's test the waters. A congregation that looked attractive in Tulsa, Oklahoma, came on. I didn't know where Oklahoma was. I honestly did not. I have this one younger brother, as we've talked about, who's been since 1970 in Phoenix, Arizona. I've been West Hartford. We've been a country apart. I thought, a move to Tulsa will be next door. You know, my idea of geography. And at any rate, there's 1,100 miles, for those of you who don't know, between here and Phoenix, most of which is barren desert as far as I'm concerned. At any rate, looked into the congregation, healthy congregation, good senior retiring after 25 years here, congregation getting younger as he was getting older. I thought potential, at least find out more about it. So did my due diligence, committee did their due diligence, invited Nancy and me, which is very unusual, for a first interview. Usually it would just be the rabbi. I think they were getting tired, frankly, of this search and said, you know, let's see if we can't bring them both in at the same time.
We hadn't done that much searching before that, Charles.
Really?
I don't remember. Maybe one other person, maybe
really?
Two. Not any more than that.
So Nancy Sherman and I get on a plane in Hartford, Connecticut. It's 2 degrees below zero. We are dressed appropriately, gloves, scarf, heaviest coat. We fly to Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's the last weekend in January of 1976. We get off the plane. It is 70 degrees in Tulsa, unseasonably warm. You know, you feel stupid dressed the way we were. Jan Jankowski is the president of the temple. He picks us up at the airport. He puts us in the back seat. We're trying to do the unlayering look. And he says nonchalantly, would you like me to turn on the air conditioning? It's a great line. I'll tell you one other incident which sticks in my mind. Jan is determined that the Shermans not think of Tulsa as an overgrown cowboy town. So we drive by the just finished Performing Arts Center, and he's giving this spiel. Chamber of Commerce could have done no better. You know, we have a resident Philharmonic Orchestra. We have a resident ballet company. We have a resident opera company. We are an Eastern-looking city with very rich culture. He is laying it on very, very thick. So we have reservations at the Camelot Hotel. As we drive up to the Camelot, there seem to be a lot of horse trailers in the parking lot. Jan is beginning to get worried. Turns out, in those days, as you'll remember, Tulsa hosted the National Rodeo Finals. That was this weekend. Camelot Hotel was headquarters hotel. We walk in. He's been giving us all this Eastern-looking thing. And the lobby is filled with 10-gallon hats. I'd seen 10-gallon. Spurs, I had not seen that close-up ever before in my life. And Jan aged 10 years right on the spot. He wanted to change the reservation. We thought this was great. Never had been that close to cowboys. The whole weekend, he was making up for this error. God only knows, I hope it was not you who made the reservations at the Camelot. It was an interesting experience. Nancy and I, in 2.5 days, really fell in love with the congregation. And it was very unusual. After the committee did its formal interview on Sunday afternoon, you'll appreciate this. Those of you who remember our building superintendent, Walter Glore, since none of the committee members wanted to leave because they were going to do a discussion and a vote, Walter was assigned to take me back to the Camelot. I have a feeling, those of you who know, that was the real interview. The drive back to the Camelot with Walter Glore. Then he called in his vote, I think. At any rate, they decided, and this just doesn't happen, to invite me to become the next rabbi of Temple Israel, would we stay over and negotiate a contract? When I called to try and change our flight, it turns out Chicago was socked in. We weren't going out that night anyway. So it seemed like the stars were lining up in a certain configuration.
Mm-hmm.